Bob Proctor, there's something so magnificent about you. I have been studying me for 44 years. I want to kiss myself sometimes, because you are going to get to your love yourself. I'm not talking about conceit. I'm talking about a healthy respect for yourself. And as you love yourself, you'll automatically love others. Marcy Shimoff. In relationships, we are so used to complaining about other people. For instance, my co-workers are so lazy. My husband makes me so mad. My children are so difficult. It's always focusing on the other person. But for relationships to really work, we need to focus on what we appreciate about the other person, not what we are complaining about. When we are complaining about those things, we are only getting more of those things. Even if you are having a really hard time in a relationship, things aren't working, you are not getting along, summons in your face, you still can turn that relationship around. Take a piece of paper and for the next 30 days, sit down and write all the things that you appreciate about that person. Think about all the reasons that you love them. You appreciate their sense of humor. You appreciate how supportive they are. And what you will find is that when you focus on appreciating and acknowledging their strength, that's what you will get more of and the problems will fade away. Lisa Nicholas, oftentimes you give others the opportunity to create your happiness, and many times they fail to create it the way you want it. Why? Because only one person can be in charge of your joy, of your bliss, and that's you. So even your parent, your child, your spouse, they do not have the control to create your happiness. They simply have the opportunity to share in your happiness. Your joy lies within you. All your joy is on the frequency of love, the highest and the most powerful frequency of all. You can't hold love in your hand. You can only feel it in your heart. It is a state of being. You can see evidence for love, of love being expressed through people. But love is a feeling, and you are the only one that can radiate and emit that feeling of love. Your ability to generate feelings of love is unlimited, and when you love, you are in a complete and utter harmony with the universe. Love everything you can. Love everyone you can. Focus only on things you love, feel love, and you will experience that love and joy coming back to you, multiplied. The law of attraction must send you back more things to love. As you radiate love, it will appear as though the entire universe is doing everything for you, moving every joyful thing to you, and moving every good person to you. In truth, it is. Secret summaries. When you want to attract a relationship, make sure your thoughts, words, actions, and surroundings don't contradict your desires. Your job is you. Unless you fill yourself up first, you have nothing to give anybody. Treat yourself with love and respect, and you will attract people who show you love and respect. When you feel bad about yourself, you block the love and instead you attract more people and situations that will continue to make you feel bad about you. Focus on the qualities you love about yourself, and the law of attraction will show you more great things about you. To make a relationship work, focus on what you appreciate about the other person and not your complaints. When you focus on the strengths, you will get more of them.